Hello again. Welcome back to the podcast series. Hello, this is Cal Banyan with another podcast. I'm author, writer, and hypnotherapist, developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. For more information about hypnosis and classes, CDs, books, and all that good stuff, please visit our other websites. There's my blog at www.calbanyan.com. There's also our school's website, which is hypnosiscenter.com, which information about our classes, and www.banyanhypnosismall for all kinds of hypnosis information, products, training materials by many of the leaders in the field of hypnosis, not just little old me. Now, let me tell you something. I'm very excited today because I've got someone who's not a hypnotist to interview. The title of our talk today is How to Build Your Practice Through Great Search Engine Rank. I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for my use of the internet search engines and the internet and my website, there never would have been a Banyan Hypnosis Center. I first started my first website in 1996. We had our own domain name, hypnosiscenter.com, in 1997, and I continued to build and develop that website all by myself and take care of all the search engine ranking and all that kind of stuff for about 9 years. And then, after having a couple of different people working in our office doing the tech work, I finally found someone I could trust to take our website and the other websites we have, as a matter of fact, further than I was able to take them. And I'm going to introduce to you Chris Lucia. And his friends call him Luch. I call him Chris because I'm not his friend. I'm his boss. And he's going to talk about simple changes that you can make to make your website start creeping up that page rank. Chris, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, and you had me do something today. As this topic came up, you said, hey, Cal, get on your computer and do what?
Go to google.com and search for hypnosis training.
And what was I supposed to find?
And the number one slot today is Banyan Hypnosis Center at hypnosiscenter.com.
Beautiful. And for us, that's the gold standard. That's the one search, what they call string, that people will look for most when they want to contact our school or to find out about training in hypnosis. It's hypnosis training. Now, most of you don't have to compete on a worldwide basis. We do. We get students from all over the country and all around the world, so we have to compete a whole wide world basis. So if you take some of these tricks and techniques that Chris is going to give you today, you can really begin to see a difference in your search engine ranking for your practice, because you just compete with the hypnotherapists in your area. Okay, Chris, I'd like you to start talking to them about, we use this word SEO.
SEO stands for search engine optimization. Basically, the little things that you can do that the search engines like and will place you better on the results page.
What's the most important search engine?
Google.com at the moment.
And so we generally optimize for Google and then do well on other ones like MSN.
Right now, I think Google has about 56% or so of the search engine market share. So if you can do well on Google, you can certainly do pretty all right on others.
So do you have to have like a PhD in computer science to place well in Google?
No, you don't. A lot of people, even a lot of SEO experts, so to speak, that's not what they went to school for. It's just something they dabbled in, and hypnotists or whoever can do this. It's pretty simple.
Beautiful. All right. So why is SEO important for our listeners to begin to use?
You know, my job here is, I think, about 90% web-related, so I spend a lot of time working on our websites and doing SEO, and there's a lot of hypnosis websites out there who just, they haven't taken the time to do a little bit of SEO work and actually make it worthwhile. I mean, you can have the best-looking website, you know, out there for hypnosis, but it's not going to matter if you don't take steps to place well in the search engines.
Well, let's start. That's so right. I'm surprised at the number of people that get websites up and then don't even do anything. They just think by magic they're going to get good search engine placement. They're going to show up like number one, two, three on Google. As a matter of fact, if you don't show up on the first page of Google, you don't exist, in my opinion. Okay, so let's start talking a little bit about things that they can do. Like you talked to me earlier about keywords, key phrases. You know, what exactly are they?
Well, I think the first thing you need to understand if you're going to get into SEO and search engines is what a keyword and a key phrase is. A keyword or a key phrase is one word or a phrase that you would type into the search engine, such as Google, to make a search. And they use your input to search their database of websites that they've crawled.
Well, you know, now we got to remember, most of the people listening to this are hypnotists first, and you know, after that, there's something else, and after that, maybe about 10 generations down, they're a computer person, okay? So what is, you say, the search engine crawled? What does that mean?
Yeah, generally they refer to the search engine as a spider. It spiders websites, it crawls websites, it eats up all the food, so to speak, which would be your content on the website, and indexes it for its search.
Okay, so search engines, like when you go and you check out Yahoo or Google or search.msn.com, they have a program that will go from one website to another, following the links on that website, and then categorizing the content that they find on those websites, and using what they call as an algorithm, which is like a mathematical equation, to weight the relevance of what they find on those websites and establish ranking. Do I kind of have that straight?
Right, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So you mentioned the keywords and the key phrases. How does that relate to their website ranking? How do they know which keywords to pick and that kind of stuff?
Well, if someone's going to go search for you, they're going to enter a keyword or a key phrase into the search engine, and using their algorithm, they'll determine what websites to display on the search engine result page.
So if someone was like, did a lot of like, hypnosis for golfers, so you'd have like, you want to make sure that in the body of their text on the search engine, they use, helping golfers in Miami with hypnosis.
Yep, exactly. You're going to want to optimize for hypnosis golf Miami or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about keywords that people will go to their favorite search engine, type in keywords, and you want to keep that in mind when you write the content for your web page so that the search engine will notice that the content on your website is relevant or matches the words that they're typing into the search engine. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Any page that you create on your website, you're going to want to optimize it for just a few keywords. I mean, if you do hypnosis sessions, training, weight loss, smoking, all this, you don't want to put all that onto one page. You're going to want to set aside a couple pages for each of those things and base your content for that one page off what you do. Say for hypnosis golf, they have your page about golfing, what they can improve their golf, how you improve their golf game, things like this.
Okay, so the type of work they do is one way to optimize content. How about by location? Is there anything they can do, you know, with their website content to make sure that the website finds them?
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to be optimizing for your practice, you're going to want to get as specific as possible. If you're a small business, you know, you're just getting started, you have your website up, and you want to start optimizing for your hypnosis sessions, you're not going to want to optimize for hypnosis sessions. You're going to want to optimize for hypnosis sessions New York, hypnosis sessions New York City, wherever you're from. Then you'll get much more targeted results, targeted visitors that you're going to want to have. I mean, if you're a small business and you're not that well known, you're not going to get a lot of people flying in for you. So optimizing for your location is definitely the way to go.
Okay, yeah, like on our website, now we've just relocated from Minnesota. If anyone types in, probably if you're listening to this right now, the search engines still have us optimized for Minnesota. If you typed in hypnosis Minneapolis or Hypnosis, Minnesota, boom, we're going to pop up number one on Google for that. And now we're currently shifting our optimization for Hypnosis Southern California or Hypnosis Orange County. Okay, so tell them a little bit about how we're making that shift from Minneapolis to Orange County.
Well, we're changing a lot of our links. Links are very important. You know, anything basically that had Minneapolis and Minnesota in the word, we're shifting that over. Southern California, California, Orange County, you know, the Tustin area, things like that, so that when we get re-indexed by the search engines, they'll pick that up and they'll start ranking us better for those phrases instead of Minneapolis and Minnesota and all that.
Now, when you say links, are you talking about the links that are embedded in our own text, or are you talking about off-site links?
Both. Off-site links on other people's websites coming into your website are very important. Just about all of them are good. If they're coming from a reliable source or another hypnosis-related website, mm-hmm. they're good. They'll rank us well for, you know, hypnosis training or whatever the link is about. Also, links on your own website, such as navigational links and things like that, are also help the search engines determine what that page is going to be about that you're linking to.
So don't do a lot of where you write a paragraph and then say, for more information, click here, and have click here be the link.
Right, yeah. You definitely want to optimize something a little bit better than, you know, click here, because otherwise you're just going to rank for click here. If you search Google for click here, the first thing that comes up is the Adobe PDF download. If you're going to send them to a page about your training, say, you know, learn more about our hypnosis training, and just have hypnosis training be that link.
Mm. Okay, good. So we've got the links that we put on our pages to other pages on our website, and then we have links that come from other websites. You know, in the early days of search engine optimization, I put a lot of time and effort into swapping links and that kind of thing, and it can still be pretty useful. But one of the things my research has shown is where if you, this is a really interesting change in the Google algorithm. Several months ago, everybody went into a turmoil who follows this kind of thing, because all of a sudden people were losing their Google ranking. And one of the reasons was is because they built it through these link farms or link exchanges. And further research made this apparent that if you do a link exchange with someone and they have a link exchange sheet, and there's like 300 people being linked to from that link exchange page, then it gets a ranking of like 1/300th of a point. Where if you have somebody link to you where you're the only link from that page, then you get weighted a full point. And so we don't spend any time anymore with link exchanges, and we're still doing very good. Good. Let's move on. What else did you want to talk about? Let's see. You mentioned that links being important. How important are they?
Links are very important. Your content is a little more important, but getting inbound links to your website is very important. Like Cal was talking about, the link exchanges aren't so good anymore. If you can get one with just like a friend or something, you want to help each other's business out, that's all right. But you definitely don't want to get stuck into like a link farm or a page with 300-something links. I mean, a user who goes to that website isn't going to dig through all 300 of those links and find you anyways. They're not that relevant, and you want to make sure that if you're getting a link from somewhere, hopefully that it's relevant. If it's not relevant to your business, it's not a relative link, and you won't get ranked very good for having that link to you.
Okay, so you're using this term relevant, and it makes me think, okay, what makes a good link?
Well, a good link would be a link from maybe like an authority site, something like a news or information site, something that's pretty popular. A one-way link is very good, a link that goes into you, but not, you don't have a link out to them.
Non-reciprocal links.
Non-reciprocal links,
mm-hmm.
Yep. A descriptive link, like we talked about earlier, is very good. If you have your website, www.wehelpyouwiththat.com or something like that, that's not as good of a link as, say, hypnosis sessions in New York City. If you have a link like that that targets that key phrase that you're optimizing for, and will be much more useful to you in your SEO endeavor than just your web address.
That's right. Things like your URL, Universal Resource Locator, in case you ever wonder what that stood for, your URL or your domain name, and also the title you use on a page is also very important. Bolded text, stuff like that.
Yep, definitely. Your title tag, if you do a lot of HTML work, you'll know what most of this stuff is. The title tag is the first description of your website that most people will see on the search engines. If you show up, that'll be your link. It's also what is shown on the browser's title bar. Basically, the title of your page, the title of your document. If you had saved a document on your hard drive, and it was about, say, 5-path hypnotherapy, but you had saved it as document2.doc, it's going to be pretty impossible to find, and you can relate that to search engines. You know, nobody's going to be searching for document, they're going to be searching for 5-path hypnotherapy, and they're never going to, you know, it weighs things like title tags, heading tags, your meta tags, and content.
Okay. I remember when I first started off, I started using HTML for Dummies, and then Search Engine Optimization for Dummies. I like the Dummies books because they don't get too philosophical. They just give you the stuff you can use right away.
Yeah, the Dummies books are definitely a good start for anyone. I would recommend getting an HTML book to start if you're not familiar with it. Just basic HTML. You really don't need to have advanced HTML skills to be doing this. I mean, if you had someone else do your website and you don't know a whole lot about it, there's really not that many tags that you need to know to get this working for you.
Okay, so now I want you to imagine that our listener is sitting there. They got their yellow pad out in front of them. They got their white pad out in front of them. And there's no way in the world they're going to learn HTML. They've got a friend or a professional that builds their website for them. Give us three things that they can tell their web designer to do that can help them with search engine ranking.
Oh, you're going to want to modify your title tag. You're going to write that one down, your title tag. In your meta tags, there's going to be a keywords and descriptions section, and page headings as well.
And how should they modify it? What should it?
Well, you're going to want to optimize for your keyword or key phrase that you've chosen for each page. I mean, you can do, I wouldn't do more than two or three per page that you want to optimize for. You know, for your title tag, say, you know, weight loss hypnosis in Portland, you know, Portland Hypnosis Center or whatever. For your keywords tag, you'll have things like weight loss in Portland, you know, hypnosis for weight loss, Portland Hypnosis Center. Those are all separated by commas, by the way, but they should know that if they're doing it for you.
Okay, a couple last things before we go. What should they definitely not do? What are some things that can get you kicked off a search engine forever?
You definitely don't want to spam. If you offer a lot of services, there's a lot of things you want to rank for, don't spam. Don't fill your keywords too big. Don't do any kind of hidden text or anything to get placement. You know, say 10 years ago or something, they had a big issue with that, is because if you wanted to rank for, you know, M&M's or Coca-Cola, you could definitely do it by, you know, filling your page full of these words. But now they don't place as much weight on the keywords section, and if you have a lot of spam like that, they'll just outright kick you off the search engine.
So, like, I'm not saying to do this because we've said that this is wrong. It will hurt you, not help you. But some people don't know how they could hide text. How would you hide text?
Hidden text would be if you have a white background and you change your font to white. That way the user doesn't see that you're spamming, but the search engines will most definitely pick that up and you will probably be removed from their index.
Beautiful. So don't do that. That will get you in so much trouble. Gosh, I was trying to think of one other thing that can get you in trouble. Oh, let's say that the latest boy band gets really big. Does it serve to start using, you know, start talking about that boy band in your meta tags and stuff?
No, that's definitely not worth it. It's not related to your website. It's not going to rank you well for it. Unless you're doing hypnosis sessions with that boy band, it's not worth writing about at all. No.
And by the way, if you are doing hypnosis sessions with that boy band, it would be confidential and you wouldn't be able to talk about it anyway. So really, I mean, let's say the new boy band, I don't know, the Purple People Eaters come out and everybody's crazy about them. You decide you're going to start writing that stuff in your website so that you can get people who search for the Purple People Eaters to wind up at your website. The problem with that is you've got 40 million other people all writing about the purple people eaters, and you wouldn't rank with them anyway. And if you did get traffic from that, the people would say, I don't want to be here, and they just click away. So it's just a waste of your time.
Probably the most important thing you can have on your website is unique content, your own stuff, written your own way, about what your website's really about, and about mm-hmm. what you offer and all that. The end result, whether or not you're ranking high in a search engine, is that once you are ranking high, someone's going to click on that, and if they see just this keyword stuff thing that doesn't make any sense, not good copywriting, they're just going to take off, and it's not worth it.
Okay, good. Chris, I really want to thank you for, you know, getting on the microphone and being a blabbermouth and everything. And is there anything you'd like to say to everybody before you take off and head back to your computer?
Yeah, definitely. If you have a brand new website, one thing that you're going to want to make sure before you even try to do any of this is that you're actually listed.
helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If you go to google.com and you type in this exactly, type in site, colon, and then your web address, and then search for that. And if nothing, that'll search for anything on your website. If nothing comes up, you're not listed. I'll have a link on this blog post, but search Google for submit your site to Google. The first thing that's going to show up is a way for you to put your URL in there, and we'll put it in queue for being crawled by the web spider.
Beautiful. So you want to, on calbanion.com, on the post that goes with this podcast, there's going to be a link so that you can submit your particular domain name for your website to Google. Is there any charge for that?
No, nope, that's absolutely free.
Yay, that's the way I like it. And once again, what do they type in if they want to check to make sure that Google has or has not already indexed their website?
Type in site, colon, and then your web address, and then search for that.
Any spaces in there?
No, nope, no spaces.
So for us, it would be site, colon, HTTP, /www.hypnosiscenter.com.
Yep.
All right, good. Well, Chris, you should write a book on all this. You can make $1 million. You could do a website search engine optimization for the incredibly naive hypnotist or something like that, right? All right, you guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to wrap it up for today. And let's see here. I hope you'll visit our websites, where you'll learn more about all of our upcoming trainings, especially our NGH Hypnotherapy Certification Training with 5-Path and 7-Path, our Week of Power, that's Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification for all you hypnotists out there that are already certified. You can pick up your certification, 5-Path and 7-Path. That's at the convention. That's a 7-day course, or you can come to our center. We offer that usually once or twice a year here, and also this October, we've got it coming up. So, if you have any questions, comments, or want to suggest a topic for a future podcast, contact me by writing to calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com or call our office at 714-258-8380. Once again, that's 714-258-8380. Until next time, this is Cal Banion. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.